Today's share in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara in Sukkah. We're going to begin on Vav Omud Beis, and we're going to do Mirtz Hashem Vav Omud Beis and Daf Zayin. Again, we're going to make sure that we're okay with Tisha B'Av when people aren't allowed to learn. Mirtz Hashem this year, hopefully, will be a Moed, will be really in Eretz Yisrael, in Yerushalayim HaBnuyah, and then we'll have to chazer the Daf Yomi on Tisha B'Av because we've already done that day. We begin 7 lines from the top on Vav Omud Beis, right above the 2 dots, about 3-4 lines above the 2 dots. Yesterday in the shir, we had said that Rav Chiya Bar Ashi said in the name of Rav, that according to Rav Yehuda, that is a halach l'mosh mi-Sinai, and there are 3 things that are halach l'mosh mi-Sinai. There are shiurin, chatzitzin, u'mchitzin. So we had brought down already shiurim in yesterday's shir, as well as the concept of chatzitza, under what circumstances are both of those halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai. And the third and final thing that we have to talk about is mechitza. So the Gemara says, mechitza hod yamarin. We already learned that started us all off. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he said that the concept that a sukkah has to be 10 tefachim of airspace between the ground and the schach, so whereas Rav Meir had learned it out from drashos of psukim, so Rabbi Yehuda had said that it was a din halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai. Ah, mechitza hod yamarin. But Gemara says that's great for Rabbi Yehuda. What about Rabbi Meir? Hanichel Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is no source from the psukim, so it's derived as this halach l'mosh mi-Sinai, because you can't derive it from the psukim. But that's not good for Rabbi Meir. El Rabbi Meir, Michael Amemar Rabbi Meir, he derived it. We learned it out from the Aron and the Kaporis, because Rabbi Meir held that an Amma is 6 tefachim, so therefore it was Amma v'chetzi komoso, that was 9 tefachim, plus the Kaporis is 1 tefach. And then we had that the Kruvim, their schach, the wings, was over the 10 tefachim space between the kaporis and the top of the kruvim. So there was a derivation. So therefore, according to Rabbi Meir, what is the halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai that Rabbi Chiya Bar Ashi said over the name of Rav, that mechitza is halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai? So the Gemara answers, ki asoi hilchasa, in regard to what din does Rav Meir say there's halach l'mosh mi-Sinai in regards to mechitzos, that we have no problem. There are many other dinim. We have the din of legud, which means in terms of good osik mechitza and good ochis mechitza, that a wall can extend upward, a wall can extend downwards halachically, and this is a principle that has ramifications of it all with chovut rami and also pitik riori besosim, which are applications in some way of the idea of that a wall goes up or a wall goes down. Good ochis mechitza, it goes down, or good osik mechitza, you extend the wall up. So that's in regards to the din of good. And then you also have halacha l'mosh mi-Sinai in regards to the din of lavud, the lavud, the din that if you're within 3 tvachim, you have to be less than 3 tvachim to a wall, so then we view that space between, let's say, one wall and another wall, we view that space halachically as filled in. This would apply, for example, if you have vertical slats, so they compromise a halachic solid wall, but the vertical slats are all within 3 tvachim of each other. It can't be more than 3 or more tvachim. They have to be less than 3 tvachim for the principle of lavud to apply. And we also have the din of the Dofen Akuma, which we spent a little bit of time learning about as well. Halachically speaking, we view the wall as being bent over, and therefore if you have non-kosher schach within the first 4 amos of the wall, so airspace wouldn't be good. We don't apply the principle of Dofen Akuma for airspace, but if you have non-kosher schach, so you can say that's an extension of the wall, and therefore as long as it's within 4 amos, the kosher schach of the wall, we apply this principle of Dofen Akuma. So this is, even according to Rav Meir, where you have the concept of mechitzos that are halacha l'moshe mi-Sinai. Now we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, v'she'ein lo shalosh defanos. We said that a sukkah has to have at least 3 walls. And we'll see that there's a machlokes. There's one opinion says it has to have 4 walls. But in our Mishnah, we have the sheet that it has to have 3 walls. And we'll see, it's not even full 3 walls. It's 2 walls and something. So Gemara says, Tana Rabbanan, we learn the following braisa, shtayim kil chosin, if you have 2 halachically full walls. Again, the minimum size of a sukkah, we learned, is 7 tvachim by 7 tvachim. So if you have a sukkah that has 2 of those walls that are at least 7 tvachim, we'll see the first scenario that we're talking about is that they're at right angles to each other, and you can see this in diagrams in Rashi, but the Dibra Maskul, shtayim kil chosin. So for example, you have mizrochis utzvonis, you have the north and eastern walls, they're at right angles to each other, kimin gam, like the letter gamma, which is like the letter L, odromis maravis, or it could be the other side as well, it could be the southwestern side. makes no difference, as long as they're the two adjacent walls, which are at a right angle to each other. If each of those is seven tvachim, so that constitutes what we call shtayim kilchosim, two kosher walls. And then the third wall, which we'll see where it's placed, ushlishis afilu tefach. And the third wall can be even one tefach, and that satisfies the requirement for a wall. That's what the Braisa says. This is the opinion of the Chachamim. Rabbi Shimon disagrees. Rabbi Shimon Omer, you need shalosh kilchosim. You need three of the defanos to be halachically good walls. And the fourth one, a revius, afilu tefach. That fourth wall doesn't have to be a complete wall. That can be just a wall of a tefach. Now, what is the underlying reason between the Chachamim and the Rabbi Shimon? The Chachamim is saying two plus something, and Rabbi Shimon is saying three plus something. So we might come if we, what are they arguing about? So Rabbanan Sabre, now we'll see that there actually are multiple explanations for what this machlokus is. So the first one that we're going to start with is the following, that the Rabbanan Sabre yesh ein l'masores, the Rabbi Shimon Sabre yesh ein l'mikra. This is a famous shas machlokus as to whether we count the written word in the Torah more so than the pronunciation of that written word in the Torah. And we call the way that it's written, yesh ein l'misoris, Rashi brings down, it's because this is actually mosar, this is exactly k'mosha kosav Moshe u'mosar b'sefer Torah Yisrael. So this is called yesh ein l'misoris, that we take into account how the word is actually spelled out in the Chumash, and that takes primacy over how the word is spelled. Whereas Rabbi Shimon holds, Sover Yesh Eim L'mikra, how you pronounce the word is the critical factor. So this is critically important for certain words that are choser or mole. So we can darshan them in the following way. So in this situation, this is the source of the machlokas, the first opinion that the Gemara gives between the Rabbanan and Rabbi Shimon as to whether you say Yesh Eim L'masoris like the Chachamim or Yesh Eim L'mikra like Rabbi Shimon. Translated, that means as follows. Rabbanan Sabre Yesh Eim L'masoris, the Rabbanan say that the way that the word is written in the Torah is the critical factor. So we have in the Pasuk, it tells us, Basukos Teshu Shivas Yomim, that's the first time it says the word Basukos, and that's spelled deficient, without a Vav. And then it says, Kol Ezrach B'Yisrael Yeshu Basukos, that's the continuation of this Pasuk, and it is also spelled deficient, without the Vav. It's called Choser. And then we have another pasuk right after that. This is the first one was pasuk men beis, second one is pasuk men gimel in perik chof gimel in vayikra, and the pasuk continues leman yedu doroseicha. We had this pasuk previously ki basukos so shafti es bnei Yisrael. So this pasuk, the word is spelled basukos, is spelled mole with the vav. So we have the first basukos without a vav, the second basukos without a vav, and the third basukos with a vav. So that's what the Gemara now says. Rabbanan Sabre Yesh Eim L'masoris, basukos without a vav, basukos without a vav, and basukos with a vav. So this adds up to four, because without the vav, we consider it like one, it's singular, and with the vav, we consider it plural, miyut rav mishtayim, so we consider it two. So this adds up to four, harei kan arba, and therefore we are going to say that this is how many walls that you need. So why don't you need four full walls according to the Chachamim? Well, they say dal chad legufe, you remove the first basukos because you need to tell us that you have to sit in a sukkah. So that one can't be used to darshan how many walls. So we're left with a basukos deficient one time and basukos mole one time. So we took away the first basukos without the vav, dal chad legufe, and pashalut losses. We have three times left. The first of the three that are left, which is the second time that it says basukos without a vav, is one. And the third time it mentions basukos, which is the second one's left, that's spelled with a vav, that's two. So therefore, one plus two is three. So we're left with pashalut tlosa. We're left with three drushes that we can make over here. So shtayim kilchosim. So this tells us that two are needed to be kilchosim, which are a minimum of seven tvachim, the two at the right angles to each other, like we pointed out in the Rashi. And then vasoi hilchasa, and this is the halacha l'moshe misinai, that tells us ugrato l'shlishis, that the third one doesn't have to be complete. So therefore, this is the sheet of the Chachamim. It tells us you have to have two and part of the third. That's why it says basukos, basukos, basukos. One to teach us the drasha of you have to sit in a sukkah. The second time and the third time is three drashas to tell us that you need three walls. And the halacha l'moshe misinai says that one of those walls doesn't have to be kilchos, it doesn't have to be complete. Basayilchasa ugarato l'shlishas. And now we can say that that third wall, the okmar tefach, can just be a tefach wide. And we'll see the placement of that tefach in a moment. That's the sheet of the Chachamim that says yesh eim l'misoris, that you look at the way it's written. Whereas Rabbi Shimon says, no, Sava Yeshem L'mikra, you look at the way it's pronounced. Now we pronounce all three, basukos, basukos, basukos. You can't tell the difference when you pronounce them, whether they're mole or not. So they sound like they're basukos, which is plural. So it's two, two, and two. So therefore, Rabbi Shimon, Sava Yeshem L'mikra, so basukos, 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 comes up to be Harei Kan Sheish, is six. But Dalchad Kra Legufei. Before we said Dalchad, you just Dal one. Here you Dal the entire word of Basuko, so you're really eliminating two, because he says each one of them is two. So you have to take one time it says Basukos to teach us that you sit in a sukkah. So therefore, Dalchad Kra, the first pasuk, Basukos, is removed. So now you just have Basukos and Basukos, the second and third, whether they're Molly or not is irrelevant. He pronounces them Yesh Eim Lamikra, so we're left with four, Pashul Arba. And therefore, that teaches us Shalosh Kilchasin. You need three, according to Rabbi Shimon, to be at least seven Tvachim. And then the fourth one, the Halach Lamosh Misinai, comes to tell us that it doesn't have to be complete. Asai Hilchasa Ugratul Revius. The fourth one doesn't have to be complete, and it can only be Vokamto Atefach. If it's only a Tefach, it's perfectly fine. This is reason number one for the machlokes between the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon. We're going to give several other reasons, as I mentioned. Alternatively, you don't have to say that they're arguing about Yeshem Lamasaurus, Yeshem Lamikra. In fact, you could say both possibilities. So the first one we say is Dilma Dekuli Alma Yesh Eim Lemikra. Maybe you want to say that they all agree that you look at the pronunciation as the critical thing. So both the Chachamim and the Rabbi Shimon would say that there's six. Basukos, 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 as it's pronounced, is six. Yesh Eim Lemikra. So what do you argue about that? V'acha, v'haka miflikin. This is what the Chachamim and Rabbi Shimon are arguing about. The Mar Sabar, the Chachamim hold, Sechacha Bayikra. You need to remove one to tell me Basukos, to tell me that you need the sukkah, and then you need one other drasha to tell me that you need schach on the sukkah. So you're only left with three then. Marsova schacha bayikra. And the opinion of Rabbi Shimon is a marsova schacha lo bayikra. Of course, a sukkah has to have schach. That's what the word sukkah means. He said previously, sukkah comes from schach. So you don't need a pasuk to tell me you need schach on the sukkah. So therefore, you're left with the four, according to Rabbi Shimon. You're only left with three, according to the opinion of the Chachamim, and you need one of them, the Halach L'Moshe Misinai says, can be a minimal size of one tefach. So again, Rabbi Shimon will say you have two kilchoson and one a minimal size of a tefach. And Rabbi Shimon is going to say, that was the Chacham's opinion, Rabbi Shimon is going to say that you need three that are the regular size and then one can be a tefach. And therefore, they're only arguing over here as to whether you need a pasuk to tell me the schachanat, but they all agree, yesh eim lemikra. Alternatively, another way is that they both agree, the Kuliyama Yeshem Masaris, that they all agree that the written way is the critical factor. So therefore, it's written Chase, the first two. So you only have four drushes to work with. So what are they arguing about? So the Chacham say, Marsova, the Chacham say, Kiyasa Hilchasa Legareya. The Hilchasa, the Loch Lamoshe Misinai, comes to knock it down. Since you have four, and you need one to tell me the base din of Sukkah, so therefore, you're left with only three. And the Halach L'Moshe Misinai comes to tell me that that third one can be only a tefach. However, Rabbi Shimon, Umar Savar, Kiyasa Yochasa, is Lahosif. He says that Halach L'Moshe Misinai is to be Mosif, that you need to have three complete walls, and then the Halach L'Moshe Misinai comes to say you need a little bit of a fourth wall as well. So therefore, that's what they're arguing about, is that Halach L'Moshe Misinai to be Ligoreya or Lahosif. Alternatively, this is what they're arguing about. In fact, they all say the Kuliyama, Kiyasoi Hilchasa Legareya. Everybody reads that Halach L'Moshe Misinai comes to knock off that last wall doesn't have to be complete, whether it's the third or the fourth wall. They each say it doesn't have to be complete. And they all agree, V'Yeshem L'Masaris. They all agree that the way it's written is a critical thing. So there are only four drushes over here. The first two are deficient, and then you have the one that is Malay. So there's only four drushes, and they all agree that Halach L'Moshe Misinai Legareya and Yeshem L'Masaris. But what are they arguing about? They're arguing that do you in fact have the initial usage of that first word or not? So Mar Savar, Rabbi Shimon holds, Darshin Techilos, that you don't need the word just to tell a sukkah, you can even darshin that first word. So therefore we have four. And therefore, the Halach L'Moshe Misinai comes to tell me you need three, four ones, and you knock off the fourth one to be only a tefach. Whereas the Chacham say, Umar Sava ain't darshin tchilos. You can't darshin that first word. You needed to teach me the din of sukkah. And therefore, you only have three left. And therefore, the Halach L'Moshe Misinai comes to knock off the third one to be a tefach. So you need two kilchasin, and one is a tefach. Finally, we have one last opinion, Rav Masna. Rav Masna Omar, that the reasoning for Rav Shimon is as follows. Taimi, the Rav Shimon, Meyocha, he learns it out that you require a fourth wall, three plus something, from the fact that we had this pasuk earlier. The pasuk tells us, V'sukkah tia letzel yoma mechorev ulemachse ulemistar mizerem umimotar. This pasuk from Yeshai that we had in the previous shiurim. So this pasuk comes to tell us, Rashi explains, that ubelo arba mechitzos, if you don't have four mechitzos, that's what Rishim Shit is, so lav machse mizerim, it won't protect you from the rain, who sharuach meishi v'sazerim, derech dofen aparetz, if you have a fourth wall that's totally open, it's not filled in at all, so then the wind is going to bring in the rain. So therefore, Rashi explains that the pasuk in Yeshaya is telling us that you need to have a fourth wall. Now, this pasuk in Yeshaya is normally not how we learn our dinim. You don't learn our dinim from Navi. However, Rav Masna is saying that this teaches us that you, in fact, use that first drasha of Asukos to say, what is a sukkah? A sukkah is something that has to keep out the rain. And if you don't have a fourth wall, it won't keep out the rain. That is the way Rashi understands this. If you look at the Rabbeinu Hananel, however, all the way on the bottom of the Rabbeinu Hananel on Vav Amud Beis, so he brings down the Talmud Eretz Yisrael, about 7-8 lines up from the bottom in the Rabbeinu Hananels. And he says, Umatzim Afurish, but Talmud Eretz Yisrael, that the Rabbanan de Kesari learn out the opinions of the Rabbanan and the reasoning of Rabbi Shimon, Tamay the Rabbanan, the time of the Rabbi Shimon, from this Pasuk in Yeshaya. And the Baran Tosos, the Sukkah Tiyatzel, says the same thing. Yushami Aminan, time of the Rishimu min hadok kraya. From this pasuk, the Sukkah Tiyatzel yoma mechorev, that's hariachas. You need one wall, lemachse. And you need another wall, lemistar, harishnayim. And you need it, mizerim mimotar, is another shnayim. So therefore, you need four walls. And the Loch Moshe Zinai makes it into the fourth wall being only a tefach. The Rabbanan Arme, mizerim umimotar, that's only achas. They're the same thing. And therefore, you only need one wall for that. So therefore, this is, according to Rabbeinu Hananel and Tosfos, the understanding of how you have the machlokas between Rabbi Shimon and the Chacham. Okay, so we had multiple ways to understand why the Chacham say you need two and something, and Rabbi Shimon says you need three and something. Now, what is that something? Where is that something placed according to the opinion of the Chacham? Where do you put that tefach? So we have a number of different opinions of this as well, and even within an opinion, we have a number of different ways to understand it. We're going to learn it nice and simple like Rashi. So I'm a Rav. Rav tells us, where do you put that third tefach, the third wall, which is a tefach? Mamido kineged ha-yotze. The yotze, Rashi tells us, is mokom shamachitza kola. So it's like the end of a wall. So Rav says, you put it, mamido kineged ha-yotze, at one end of the two walls. You have the two right angle walls. You can see this in the other diagrams of Rashi. By the way, there are many, many diagrams in both the Illustrated Gemara and the Pirush Chai. I'll stick to the diagrams that we have in Rashi, in our Gemaras, until we need to go. And by the way, of course, the Art Scroll has diagrams as well. So, we'll keep the diagrams that we have in the Rashi here. You can see Rashi in the top of the bottom two diagrams has the wall on the top, that's the eastern orientation. You have the wall coming down on the left, that's the northern orientation. And then you have a little bit sticking out one tefach on the western orientation. Now, the bottom picture is the exact opposite of that. You have, instead of the little one tefach sticking out on the northwest side, it sticks out on the southeast side. That's called the yotze, the two points where the walls end. So those are the yotze. So you can put it at this yotze or at that yotze. That's the opinion of Rav, Mamido Kineged Ayotze. So it's functioning as a very short third wall, which is what the Gemara said. The Loch Moshe Sinai, according to Chachamim, knocks down that third wall from being a complete wall to being a small little wall. That is the opinion of Rav. On the other hand, Amrile Rav Kahana v'Rav Asi l'Rav, his two great Talmidim, Rav Kahana and Rav Asi, they said to Rav, wait a second, we turn to Zayin Amud Aleph, why do you insist that it goes over there instead? B'yamidenu kineged Rosh Tur. Now, what is Rosh Tur? So Rashi reminds us that they used to go and make their fields coming to a point. So how do you do that? So you have row after row, you have telem after telem, the tlomim of the field. So you have the outer ones stop at a certain point, the more inner ones stop a little bit further, the more inner ones stop a little bit further, and it comes to a point. That way the field looks like it's coming to a point. As Rashi says, Shatlomim kolim v'holchim ba'lachson ze aruch mizeh ma'ad. The middle ones are a little bit longer than the ones more outside of them. So it comes to a point. That's called the Rosh Tur. So what Rav Kahana and Rav Asi is saying is, why do you put the tefach, like you said, Rav, at one of the yotzeis? You should put it at an angle. The way Rashi understands this, and you can see this in the diagrams in the Art Scroll next to footnote number 1, and in the Illustrated Gemara on page 12, diagram number 34, and in the Pirush Chai on page 19, diagram number 81. And if you continue in both the Illustrated Gemara and the Pirush Chai, you'll see the rest of the diagrams that I'll be referring to. I won't mention each time which diagram it is, but just keep on going along to the next diagram, to the next diagram. And same thing in the Art Scroll footnotes, they give you other examples as we go through this Gemara. And we do have diagrams here in Rashi as well. In any event, the simple understanding of Rashi regarding the opinion of Kahana and Ravasi is that it should be at an angle, instead of that third wall, that one tefach, being perfectly parallel to the opposite wall, it is on an angle, so it would actually reach the opposite wall at its diagonal, on an alachson. And therefore, that's the simple way to understand Rashi, and that's what they were suggesting. Why are you saying that it is straight out? It should be coming in at an angle, and this way it looks like it's actually enclosed. So Shosuk Rav was silent. He didn't answer them. So as always, when you have Shosuk in the Gemara, it either means he didn't bother to answer them, he didn't think it was a good question, and he just didn't give him an answer, or he was contemplating, said, Taka, maybe you're right. That's why sometimes Shosuk means he admits, and other times Shosuk means it's not worth answering you. Your question isn't a good question. In any event, the Gemara doesn't tell us what Rav actually is thinking over here. It just says Shosuk Rav. But we do have Gemara that now is going to show us that Rav's opinion is correct. It might not Nami, because we also have Shmuel saying like Rav. Amar Shmuel Mishmei de Levi. You have Shmuel said the name of Levi exactly like Rav. Mamido kinegan ayotze. You go and place the one tefach, like we said, Rav said, you put it going parallel to the opposite side. It goes straight out and not at an angle, not at a diagonal. Mamido kinegan ayotze. And likewise, Chaymar Bei Midrasha. This is the way they learned it. Develop learns it in the Beis Medrash. Mamidin Kenegar Yotze, like our opinion of Rav, and not like Rav Asi and Rav Kahana suggested. That's one opinion. Rav Simon, or Itemwa, Rav Yeshua Ben Levi, Omar, they said, Oselo Tefach Sochek. What you do is you take a slightly enlarged Tefach. Again, we can always have the Tefach being Mitzumtzum, or some have it as Otsev, sad or very tight, and others have it as sochek, which means smiling or very large. What does that mean? You can tightly compress. Now again, people always use their knuckles and show the knuckles tightly compressed or slightly wide apart. But again, we mentioned many times it's four thumbs together. So those four thumbs can be compressed close to each other with no space in between them almost, or they can be slightly loose, and that's called sochek. So tefach sochek we can call like a tefach of 1.1 tvachim, as opposed to a tefach mitzumtzum or tefach otze, they're the same thing, it was 1.000. So Rabbi Simon or Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, whichever one of the ones that said this, said oselo tefach sochek. You go, this additional third side should be a 1.1 tefach type of a board. Umamido bepachos mishlosha tefachim samach ladofen. They hold like Rav, and you put it on that yotze, on one of the two sides, and when it comes out parallel to the other side, but you don't go and put it right next to the wall, you extend it the distance of Lovut. So you take it 2.9 away from the wall, and then you put this 1.1 board there. And you have the 1.1 of the board with the 2.9 of the space, the less than 3 tvachim, Lovut. Umamida v'pochus mishosha tvachim somach ladofen. And again, you can see this in the diagrams in the Art Scroll. You can look at this in footnote number 4, and the next pictures in the Illustrated Gemara and in the Pirush Chai, and in this way, you have a total of 4, including the 2.9 of Lavud, and 4 is the majority of 7, and therefore, this is like a halachic full wall on that third wall, even though it's technically garua, like we said at Aloch L'Moshe Misinai. So therefore, this is the way you accomplish this, according to Rav Simon or Rav Yishuv Levi. Mark continues and says, Amar Rav Yehuda, the Amora Rav Yehuda says, Sukkah ha-suya k'mavui, if you have a sukkah that is like a mavui. Now, we also add the word in Rashi, mavui ha-mefulosh. A mavui ha-mefulosh, that would be like the diagram in Rashi that is os gimel. The previous discussion that we just had, Rabbi Simon and Rav Yehuda Levi, is like the diagram in Rashi, os beis. So that little vertical point that's standing in the midair, so to say, on the right side by itself. So that space between that little post, which is 1.1 tefach, and the top bar, the top wall, there's a space there, it's 2.9, that's what we were referring to. In Oz Gimel, that's this Mavoi Mefulosh, where you have a wall on the left, a wall on the right, and there's no wall on either the top or the bottom. So these are the two walls, Kilchosan, according to Rav Yehuda. And then you have to add the third wall of Oso Tefach, Mamido L'chol Ruach Sheyirtze. You can put it wherever you want. In other words, it can be next to any one of the four yotzeis. So Rashi explains, l'chol ruach sheyirtze, shereish kan arbo yotzin. You have four ends of these two walls. You have the upper end of both of them and the bottom end of both of them. So you put this one tefach additional third wall at any one of those yotzeis, and it's perfectly good. That's the opinion of Yehuda. On the other hand, Rabbi Simon, or Rabbi Tamar, Rabbi Shimon Levi, they argue over here as well. Omar, they say, Oselo pas arbo mashu. No, you take a board, and this is like Oz Dalit in the Rashis, and again, Art Scroll, Pirish Chai, and the Illustrated Gemara all have diagrams as well. So you take this board that is four tvachim, umashu, so it's 4.1, and umamido bepachos bishlosha somuch ledofen, and you put it within three tvachim, 2.9 tvachim away from one of the walls, and this way, the 4.1 plus the 2.9, that makes a 7 tefach third wall, and therefore, that's your third wall, that is 7 tvachim, halachic 7 tvachim. Now, the Gemara asks, Rabbi Simon over here said, you need to take a board that is 4.1 tvachim, but in the first example, where we had it at the right angle, and it was attached to the two walls that were at right angles to each other at one of the two yotzeis. So there we said it only had to be 1.1 tefach. So we're asked, in the first statement of Rabbi Simon or Itamar Rabbi Shulman Levi, it was enough to be 1.1 plus the 2.9 of Lava to make 4, which is the majority of 7. Whereas in the second case, we said you needed that 4.1 plus Lava to make a real halachic 7 tefach wall. So why shno hosom the karmer sagit tefach sochek? Or why shno hocho the karmer is boya pasar boa? A little bit more actually, it was 4.1. It was arbo mashu. So why are the two cases different? So Gemara says, in the first case, hosom the ikur shnei defanos kuchosin. You have two walls that are right angles to each other. Those are really halachically good walls. So therefore, you can get away with a 1.1 plus lovud to be that fourth wall of halachically four tvachim, which is the majority of 7 tvachim. Sagile betefach sochik. Therefore, you can get the 1.1. But here, in the second case, hocha de lekash de finos. You don't have two kosher walls that are next to each other. They're a mavi mafulish, like Oz Gimel in the Rashis that we have. So it's a wall on the left, a wall on the right. There's not right, and there's nothing in the middle. So therefore, unless you have a real solid wall of 4.1 tvachim, it's not going to be good. Hocha de lekash de finos. So I kapasar bo. With the mashu 4.1, it would be fine. Plus lovud, it's 2.9 and 4.1, so that makes a total of 7. So that's good. In, it would be fine. However, ilo, but if you don't have it, if you only had 1.1 and then 2.9 of lovud, ilo, lo, that wouldn't be good when you have the mavoid mafulish. Now the Gemara says, Amar Rava, the eino ni teres ela bitzuras ha-pesach. Rava adds additional requirement. He says that this third wall, where you have the right angles to each other, again, diagram bays in the Rashi, he says, when you're putting up that third wall, the only way to make it good is to have that one tefach wall be a half a tefach at the top. This is Os Hay in the Rashi diagrams, and a half a tefach at the other end, and then you have a pole or a string across the top, and you have a Tzuras HaPesach, Lechi Mikan, Lechi Mikan, and a kana on the top, or some sort of a string or a pole on the top, and that's a Tzuras HaPesach, and that's how you make the third wall according to Rava. It's one tefach of actual wall, half a tefach and half a tefach connected by a Tzuras HaPesach, a string or a pole on the top. That's the way Rava says you have to do it. Alternatively, Ika di Amre, Amar Rava, an alternative explanation of Rava is as follows. V'niteres nami b'tzuras HaPesach. If you don't want to do the 1.1 plus the 2.9 lover that Rav Simon had suggested before, so then you could also just make a Tzuras HaPesach like Osei. That would be fine. Not that you must make a Tzuras HaPesach, but either one is good. A Tzuras HaPesach is good. Alternatively, Ika d'Amri, a third opinion is Omar Rava, Utzricha nami Tzuras HaPesach, that you require both, that you have to do what we said, Rabbi Simon said, you need the 1.1 and the 2.9, and in addition, that's only four. For the other three tefachim, you have to have another pole that's put up there, and make a Tzuras HaPesach on that. And you can see this in the art school on the diagram next to footnote number 15, and you can see this again in the next diagrams in the Pirish Chai and the Illustrated Gemara. And this way, you have the seven tefachim, the combination of the Tzuras HaPesach, Lovud, and the board in between, that's one tefach. And that is the third opinion that we have for Rava. Rav Ashi met up with Rav Kahana. The Ka'ovit Tefach Sochek. He just did the 1.1 and the 2.9, like we had said. The Ka'ovit Tzuras HaPesach. But then he also made it Tzuras HaPesach. In other words, he followed the third opinion that we just brought down for Rav, that Utzricha Nami Tzuras HaPesach. So Amalei, Rav Ashi said to him, Lo Savamar, Loha de Rava, don't you hold like the earlier opinion of Rava, the Amar Rava, Miniteris Nami Bitsurasa Pesach, that if you want, you can just make a Tzurasa Pesach, you don't have to make the 1.1 board, you can just do the whole thing with the Tzurasa Pesach? So Amalei, so kind of said, no, I don't hold like that. Ano Kiidach Lisha de Rava Siruli, the Amar Rava, Utsricha Nami Tzurasa Pesach. I hold like the third version of Rava that says you need both. Now the Gemara continues and says, "Shtayim kilchasan v'chulei." We learned in a brayso that if you have two that are kilchasan, so then it is acceptable, and the third one just has to be a tefach. Now the Gersa we have is Amar Rabba, but the Bach says that it should be Rabba. So Amar Rabba v'chein l'Shabbos. Here he introduces an idea that this works on Shabbos as well. That you can carry in this sukkah on Shabbos that has two walls that are right angles to each other and a little bit of a tefach wide third wall. Now, in regards to normal Hilchos Shabbos, that would not be acceptable. But since it's acceptable for a sukkah, it also, paradoxically, it also makes it acceptable for Shabbos, which normally it would not be good for Shabbos. So that's what Rabbah is telling us over here, v'chein l'Shabbos, migo, since the hava dofen l'inyan sukkah, since halachically this encloses it as a kosher a sukkah, therefore, havya dofen l'inyan Shabbos. It also can work in this situation only on Sukkot to be a kasher or mechitza for Hilchos Shabbos. If this isn't Sukkot, any other week it wouldn't work. But since migu, it works as a sukkah to turn it into a kasher sukkah, so it also turns it into an enclosed area in regards to carrying in there in Hilchos Shabbos. That's what Rabbah said, and Abaye doesn't like this. Ezri Abaye asks him, he says, wait a second. Omi Amrina Migu, do we hold this principle of Migu? Just because it's good for Sukkot, it's automatically also going to be good for Shabbos? Since it's good for Sukkot, it's going to be good for Shabbos? Omi Amrina Migu, do we say this? But Tani, we learned in the Braisa, Dofen Sukkah, Kedofen Shabbos. That in regards to a wall regarding the halachas of Sukkah, it's the same regarding the halachas of Shabbos. With one exception, Ubovad Shloye ben Kone Lechadero Shlosha Tvachim. As long as these walls don't have, if they're vertical posts, they don't have more than 2.9, the less than 3 Tvachim in between them. But the Yisera Shabbos Asukah, that's in general, if you want to make a Kashi Asukah, you want to make a Kashi Mechitza for Shabbos, the vertical posts that you have to be less than 3 Tvachim apart from each other. But there's an additional din that Shabbos has that Sukkah doesn't have. V'yisera Shabbos al Sukkah. In one respect, Shabbos is more chomer than Sukkah. And that is, Shabbos einu niteres ela ba'omed meruba al haporutz. In regards to the Shabbos, when you count up all the spaces that you have, now, the spaces in between the vertical posts, that's lavud. Those are considered halachically enclosed. But you're allowed to have a Pesach. You're allowed to have doorways in these walls for Hilchos Shabbos. You're allowed to have a doorway. So the doorways, if you're going to have more doorways than you have actual wall, so then on Shabbos, that won't be considered a good mechitza. Ein ani teres ela ba'omed meruba al haporetz. You need to have more wall than space. As Rashi explains in Dibur Maskil, Shabbos Einu Niteres, Im Yesh Bo Psochem Harbe, if you have a lot of doorways, Shein Bem Tzuras HaPesach, if they don't have a Tzuras HaPesach on the top, so then it's just an opening. The Rabim Ala Omed, if you have more doorways than you have actual wall, Umavat Leleil Omed, they will nullify the wall that you have. So therefore, in Hilchos Shabbos, it's not good. Shabbos Einu Niteres, Ala Omed Merub Ala Parutz, as opposed to Masha Ein Kem Besukkah, as opposed to by a sukkah, even if you have many doors, it's still considered a kosher wall in regards to Hilchos Sukkah. So that's what Abaye said, and here's his kasha on Rabbah. My lav, when it says over here that in regards to Shabbos, it's no good, in regards to Sukkah, it's good, so Yisera Shabbos, the Sukkah, a Sukkah, isn't this saying over here that even for a Sukkah, for Shabbos, it's not going to be good as a Sukkah. Yisera Shabbos, the Sukkah, a Sukkah. Below Amrina Migo, we don't say Migo since it's good in regards to Hilchos Sukkah. It should be good in regards to Hilchos Shabbos. We don't say that. So Rabbah says, low. No, Rabbah would say, Yisera Shabbos, the Alma, al Shabbos, the Sukkah. What he's saying is, all year long, this wouldn't be good on Shabbos. However, that's Shabbos the Alma. But on Shabbos the Sukkah, during Sukkahs, such a Sukkah would actually be good for Shabbos. Exactly like Rabbi said. The Migu, since it's good as a Sukkah, it also, somewhat paradoxically, works for Hilchah Shabbos. Even though every other Shabbos it wouldn't work. But the Shabbos of Sukkahs, it would work for a Sukkah, and therefore it works as a Mechitza as well. You can carry within this Sukkah. Now the Gemara says, if this is correct, Ihochi, so then, Lisnei Nami Yesera Sukkah Di Alma, a Sukkah de Shabbos. So then, there should be also that you should be telling us that the Sukkah of Sukkahs is Yesera, has an additional din versus the Sukkah of Shabbos. What is that? Under what circumstances is the dinim of Sukkah more strict than the dinim of Shabbos? The Ilu Sukkah, Gemara says, in regards to Sukkah Di Alma, in general, the halachas of Sukkah for the third wall, Boya Tefach Sochik, you need to have that 1.1 plus the Lavud. Whereas V'ilu Sukkah D'Shabbos, Loi Boy Tefach Sochek, it doesn't require a 1.1 Tefach, B'Sagi B'Lechi. In order to carry on Shabbos, you just need a Lechi over there on the third side. And therefore, the Dinim in Shabbos are more Makel than the Dinim of Sukkah. D'ho Atu D'Amis, because you, Rabbah, you say yourself, Sichech al gabi mavoi sheyesh lelechi kosher. If you put up schach over a mavoi that just has a lechi, a mavoi mefulish that just has a lechi, that's a perfectly kosher area. Now, in regards to making into a kosher sukkah, it's good. But this is only good for a sukkah because it's good for Shabbos. So here you have an example where it's good for Shabbos, actually, and that's why it's good for sukkah. But for sukkah alone, on a Tuesday, this wouldn't satisfy being a kosher sukkah. It's only because it works for Shabbos, it doesn't work for sukkah. So why didn't you tell me that case? So that's not a kasha and rabba. Rabba says, no, how low it's trichle. It doesn't have to tell me that case. Once you tell me my din, that something is going to be good for sukkahs, and it also will then work for Shabbos, so you don't need to tell me that something can work for Shabbos, it would also be good for a sukkah, because that's going from the more stricter Shabbos to the less strict sukkah. So how low it's trichle. You don't have to tell me this din. It's enough to tell me the first din. If we say that if it works as a sukkah, it also works to matir Shabbos carrying, so then certainly the other way around, so certainly if it works for Shabbos, you don't have to tell me that of course it's going to work for sukkah. So therefore, Rabbi says, I'm correct, and it only had to tell one of the two possibilities and not both of them. Now the Gemara goes back and discusses what we just said. Gufa, again, the Gersa we have is Omer Rabba, but the Bach again says over here this should be Omer Rabba, like he said before. And we turn to Zion Omer Beis. Omer Rabba, Sikech al Gabi Mavui Sheesh Lelechi Kishera. We said a moment ago that if you have a Mavi Mefulish and you have one Lechi there, so then it is a perfectly good Sukkah if you put Tzchach over it, because it's good for Shabbos, so therefore it's good for Sukkahs. Now, the Omer Rabba, again, the Gersa we have is Rabba. Bach again changes it to Rabba. The Omer Rabba, Sikech al Gabi Pasi Biros, Kshera. Rabba tells us another din. And then if you have Pasi Biros, we've already discussed Pasi Biros a number of times. Pasi Biros was a heter that they made for the Oli Regolim, that the well that they were going up and were going to feed their animals, give their animals to drink water and themselves. So they enclosed it halachically by just putting up 2 1-amah boards at right angles to each other in the four corners. So, just like this works for Hilchos Shabbos, so Omer Rabba, Sikech al Gabi Pasi Biros, Kshera. If you were to put Schach over this area, it would be a Kosher Sukkah, even though technically it doesn't have walls. But since these walls work for Shabbos, so they also work for a Sukkah. Now, why did he have to tell me all of these dinim? Rabba taught us now 3 dinim. Utsricha, you need all 3. Why is that? The Yashmina Mavo, if you only taught me the din of the Mavo Mefulush, I would have said, Mishum Diko stayed the finals Mayasa, because you do have a wall on the left and a wall on the right that are real halachic walls. And therefore, that's why the Lechi, which works for Shabbos, also can work for Sukkah, because you really got 2 good walls here. However, Avo Gabi Pasi Biros, where you really don't have any walls, you just have these 2 1-amah posts at each of the 4 corners, the Lechi stayed the finals Mayasa, you really don't have 2 good walls. So, Emelo, I would have said, maybe Taka, that's no good. So therefore, it has to tell me the din of Pasi Biros. Rabbi had to tell us that. News, just tell us that. What did Yashmina Pasi Biros? If you only tell me the din of Pasi Biros, I would have said, you know why? Mishum Deiko Shem Arba Defanos. Because you really do have 4 walls. You have the 4 corners with right angles. So Taki, you could argue that you have 4 walls. Mishum Deiko Shem Arba Defanos. At least the name of 4 Defanos. I will see Chagabi Mavi. When you have the Mavi Mefulish with the Lechi, so the Lecho Shem Arba Defanos, maybe no, Emelo. So therefore, he has to tell me both of them. He has to tell me Pasi Baros, he has to tell me Nimavoi. No, so just tell me those two. Yashmin and Hayin Tarte, and then you don't have to tell me the din of that a third wall that's a tefach, which is a kosher sukkah, allows you to carry on Shabbos, mechamir to lekilta, to tell me that something works for Shabbos, that it also works for a sukkah, okay, that I would know. But I wouldn't know the other way around. However, avo mekilta, that it works for sukkah, that it should also work for Shabbos, lechamirta, oh, emolob, maybe you wouldn't say that, therefore tzricha, that's why the Chiddush Rabbi has to tell me all three of his statements. Then we quote the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, "V'chamosa meruba mitzilosa pesula." Another din that the Mishnah said was, if your sunlight was in fact more so than the shade, then it's not a kosher sukkah. Fine. You need to have the schach being chamosa meruba mitzilosa. Tana Rabban, we learn the Braisa, chamosa machmasikoch, below machmas tefanos. That fact that the shade has to be more than the sun is because of the schach, not because of the walls. And therefore, the Tanakama in this Braisa says, if the walls let in sun, that doesn't invalidate the sukkah. As long as you have the schach that is blocking the sun, at least 50% of the top is covered with schach, kosher with schach, you're good. Whereas Rav Yoshia Omer, af macham is the funos. He says, if the sunlight comes in because of the walls, so that also makes it a pasul of sukkah. Not enough to just have schach, you have to have the walls also blocking the sun from coming in. What is Rav Yoshe telling us? Amar Yema Bar Shalmiya Mishmei Dabaye. He says as follows: my time with Rav Yoshe. What's Rav Yoshe's reasoning? So Rav Yema Bar Shalmiya says the name of Abaye. The reasoning is as follows: the pasuk says Vesakoso Ala Oron Esa Paroches, that you have to put up a paroches to protect the Oron, that people shouldn't see the Oron. Now paroches is a mechitza. The paroches is a wall, and it's functioning as a mechitza. And nevertheless, the pasuk says Vesakoso Al Ha'aron. You'll make it into a sukkah covering the Aron. In other words, the Torah calls the wall Schacha. Kokaye Rachmana Schacha. Therefore, Alma Mechitza Kischach Ba'inan. Rav Yoshia says that the Mechitza, the walls, have to be like the Schach. They have to block out the sun. In other words, ideally, they should be made of material that's kosher for Schach. No, what did the Chachamim say to that? That was Rav Yoshia. What do the Chacham and the Tanakhama say? Chamos machas sichov lo machas defanos. Rabbanon, they say that this pasuk, how the nechov beipurta the mechse kischach. They say that when the parochus is put there, it wasn't purely vertical. It was also a little bit on the top horizontal. So therefore, that's what it means by its schach. It also had a horizontal component to it. Gemara continues and says, Amar Abaye, Rebbe, Rav Yoshia, Rav Yehuda, Rav Shimon, Rav Gamliel, Ubei Shammai, Rav Eliezer, and the Acherim, all these Tanoim, these eight Tanoic opinions, Kulu, Sviruluhu, Sukkah, Diras, Keva, Bo'inan, all of them hold the underlying basic principle that a Sukkah has to be a Diras Keva, has to be a more permanent type of a structure. Now, they all don't hold the same Shita, as we'll see, but they all hold based upon this underlying principle that it has to be Diras Keva. So now let's look at each one of them. The first one was Rebbe. Rebbe, where do we see that Rebbe holds that it has to be a Diras Keva? Because Rebbe's opinion we learned previously, Rebbe, the Tanya, Rebbe Omer, Kol Sukkah Sheim Ba Arba Amos, Al Arba Amos, Psula. If it doesn't have 4x4, Amos, it's not considered a significant Sukkah. In other words, it has to be a significant structure, i.e. Diras Keva. That's the first opinion. Next one was Rav Yoshia. Rav Yoshia Hodi Amoran. Rav Yoshia, we just learned, he said that the walls have to be significant. In other words, the walls also have to be somewhat of a sturdy type of a structure, made of a material that's kosher l'schach, and therefore it has to be a diras keva. That's Rav Yoshia that we just said. The third opinion, Rav Yehuda, the Tana Rav Yehuda did not, because we learned in the Mishnah, Sukkah Shigavol, Lamalami Yesimama, Psula Rav Yehuda Machshir, our first Mishnah in the Masechta. So we had the opinion of the Chacham that said it had to be only up to 20 amma. It was more than 20 amma, no good. And Rav Yehuda said, no, it can even be 100 amma. It can go up as high as you want. He was machshir that because he holds it has to be a diras keva. That was easy. Rav Yehuda, Shita number 3, holds diras keva. The fourth opinion, Rabbi Shimon, that's a brisa, the Tanya, Shtayim Kuchosun, Ushlishis Afilu Tefach. That was the Chachamim's opinion that we learned at the beginning of today's shir, the two and something. And along come Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon Omer, no, Shalosh Kuchosun. You need three full walls, Revius Afilu Tefach. The fourth wall has to be Tefach. In other words, it's a more permanent structure. That's the fourth opinion that says it has to be Dires Keva. The fifth opinion, Rabban Gamliel, that's also brisa, the Tanya, Osa Sukosa Barosho Agola. If you make a sukkah on top of a wagon, or Barosha Svina, or in a boat. So Rabbi Gamliel's postal, he says it's no good. In other words, he says it has to be more of a permanent structure. These are temporary type of structures. No, Rabbi Chiva's Machshir. He says they are good. This we'll learn later in the Masechta. In any event, here we see the Rabban Gamliel, the fifth sheet that it says it must be a Diras Keva. The sixth sheet, the Beis Shammai, that we learned previously, if your head and most of your body is in the sukkah, and that's six tefachim, but your shulchan, the seventh tefach, is in the house, so Beis Shammai is posel and says, no, it's not good enough. That's a temporary type of a sukkah. You need a more substantive one, which is seven tefachim by seven tefachim. Beis Shammai said it's good. So you see, Beis Shammai, the sixth sheet that it says that you must have a more permanent type of a structure. It has to be somewhat a derech keva. Obviously, Rebbe, who said it needs to be 4x4, Amos, so he says it even more permanent than Beis Shammai, who says it's 7x7, tefachim, but that's more permanent than Beis Hillel, who says 6 tefachim is fine. The next opinion, the seventh opinion, is Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer, he says, ditnan. He says, we learned in the Mishnah, hoses a koso, communion trip. This is a Mishnah we're going to have later in the Masechta. It tells us, if you make your sukkah into like a teepee, a trif, meaning the walls, which are made of schach material, are leaning on each other, like a V, an upside-down V. So they come to a point, but there's no real flat roof on the top. Or you're leaning your wall, which is made out of schach material, against another wall. So again, it's like an inverted V. So both of these, are they kosher sukkah or not? Rabbi Lezer's posel. Rabbi Lezer, our seventh opinion, says they're no good. Lefisha ain't logak, because they don't have a flat roof. They're a conical roof or a triangular type of a roof. It comes to a point, and therefore it's not considered a diras keva. And therefore, Rabbi Eliezer says it's no good. Here's the seventh opinion that says diras keva bo'inan. Nu, the chacham and machshirin, they say it's perfectly good. They don't hold that it has to be so permanent a structure. And finally, the acherim, the eighth and final opinion, acherim, they learn the following braisa, the Tanya, sukkah, suya, kishovach, psula. If a sukkah is made like a shovach is a pigeon coop, and the critical thing over here is it's in a circle, it's agula. So if you have a sukkah that's in a circular form, that's not considered permanent enough according to the acherim. Lefisha ein lo zavias, it doesn't have any corners, and therefore it's not considered like a diras keva. And therefore, this is the eighth and final opinion. All of these Tanakh opinions are different, but they all basically hold that you have to have a substantive type of a sukkah in order for it to be a kosher sukkah. It has to be diras keva. This is a good break point. With this, we conclude today's shiur.